The Art of Attention. Insight meditation is an art of attention. Its basic tool is bare attention, which uncovers or lays bare things as they really are. In this way, a non-reactive awareness is acquired that leads to the insight knowledges. Bare attention is the primary attention that sees through the content of the mind to the underlying processes. In laying bare the reality of the mind-body phenomenon, bare attention reveals the salient characteristics of change, unsatisfactoriness, and impersonal process. To practice this bare attention, one simply registers the predominant object in the experience as it arises without preference. That is, noting the phenomena without reaction, be it sensation, sound, thought, or a state of mind. However, if there is a reaction, as is natural for the untrained mind, then that too must be noted. The practice of bare attention is used in conjunction with the four spheres of attention for the establishment of mindfulness or full awareness. The framework of this practice, these spheres of attention, are frames of reference to guide the meditator in the investigation of his or her own body-mind experience in the present moment context. They are based on instructions given by the Buddha in the four foundations of mindfulness. First, there is awareness of the body. This is experiencing the body through its primary elements, earth, air, fire, and water. That is, in actuality, hardness, softness, temperature, fluidity, and movement. This includes also an awareness of the four body postures, sitting, standing, walking, and lying down, as well as movements and actions in daily activities. The second area of attention is awareness of the feelings or sensations. This is noting the feeling quality or tone as either pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral, while being careful to differentiate the primary or bare feeling from the emotional elaboration or story. The third area of attention is awareness of the consciousness and or the state of mind. The awareness of consciousness is the knowing of anything, for example, a physical sensation and the knowing of it. Also, particular attention is paid to the mind states, for example, elation, depression, agitation, calm, and noticing their arising and passing away or impermanent nature. And finally, the fourth area of attention is awareness of the mental phenomenon. This is not analyzing or classifying mental events, but using the attention to passively register the things of the mind, thoughts, ideas, and concepts, as a witness, without any commentary. It is not the intention to stop the thinking, but to see the nature of thought itself. So these four spheres of attention are the framework for the practice and your guide for the development of insight meditation.